I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello. I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Relaxing. Okay, anyway, so you get up next to a tree. You're 5, 10 feet away. Got a tree of your own, whatever. And you see he's wandering, and then you come up from that tree and you go to aim your bow. And just as you go to aim your bow, you see he stops, seeming to be kind of like wandering, and looks in your direction, and he has an arrow notched as well.
Oh, so he gets a free shot.
Yeah, that's what I should
do. So now he's no longer confused.
I'm like, he does not appear to be confused at
dirty,
the moment.
Dirty.
Okay, so you need initiative. Dirty. But you do have cover from the tree.
Am I allowed to
shoot
you?
Yep. Yeah, he's just baiting you guys in.
I got sent to a tree on purpose to bait.
Okay. So, he also has 6. What do you have?
7.
Okay, so you have 7. What do you want to
do?
Okay, you may do that. 2 shots. This is short range.
Roll initiative. Yeah. Initiative 7. I get there next round.
19.
To hit.
And 15.
Next one is, that should hit also. So they're both hits.
Alright,
roll 2d6.
Yep. 3 and a 5.
Okay, he's obviously still there.
I'm like crouched behind the tree.
Yep,
sure
you guys both have some cover from the tree. It can't be complete cover, otherwise you can't shoot. Alright, and the hobgoblin fires and Charlotte fires, and they fire at each other. He does not have cover from a tree, however. In point blank range.
You may roll this. 1%
exactly.
He's gonna
kill you.
14. 10.
It would have been
okay, well, first shot, 14, will hit. You do your damage. The d6 plus 2 times 2.
2.
Four times. Okay, he is still there. His first shot, checking for cover, hits the tree. It splits the bark right next to you, and it comes in hot and hard. Like, it's not, it's much more solid impact than you would expect. He's strong, and he's good with his bow, obviously.
Leon's like, I wish I would have caught this guy.
He actually goes and splits the bark, and then it goes through, and the fletchings tear off the arrow as it continues on past.
Yeah, it's only my thing.
Second shot, which is also simultaneous. We roll an 11. 10. Dex. Super point blank. That one's a miss. Okay, he fired back at you. Be a hit, checking for cover. And it also hits the tree and does not. You realize if it hits you, it's going to hurt. Okay, and so we'll go to a new round.
I want to try to see if my amulet will help. If this says it might be magical, I want to see if it tries to heal. I need that.
Yeah, so, that would be an action, so you have to wait for the new round to do it.
That's funny, this combat, all the rounds were done in missile fire.
Okay, like, so he is moving the notch to the other arrow, and then he just sort of pauses for a second like he's thinking about something.
Oh.
And you may both roll all of your attacks.
No! No! Strike no!
He's still mind blasted.
Did I see phase go?
14 and 8. 18.
14 is a hit, 8 is a miss.
Phase doesn't have to do a
major though. Wait, no. That's 6? I can't
tell. 6 or 9, either one's a mess, so.
So
let's
see, mine's 3.
Yeah.
Roll 5, plus 2, 7.
Still there. Slingshots.
Actually, I was wanting to see that.
Oh, so you're not going to sling him this round?
Yeah, I need healing. I only got 4 hit points. If I get hit by one of them arrows, I'm dead.
Oh, yeah.
So was Charlotte. She's only had 3.
That's why you need to kill him quicker.
That's not going to help. What if he comes back here when we're trying to focus on what we're doing?
All right, anyway, so you're trying to make the amulet work.
Yeah.
Okay. Remind me where this amulet came from again?
Oh, the dungeon.
The tomb.
That narrowed it down.
The tomb.
The vault thing where they found, like, the boots and the clothes or whatever.
Oh, I know. Where the boat. I don't even remember what that was. I know where it is.
This is where we found the boat, wasn't it?
No, that was
not hammering. Boat was in the lab room.
It was something like that. I don't know. I know there's a bunch of other stuff on
there. In the room with all the gold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where somebody got the emerald. Somebody got the emerald. Somebody got the ring.
It's also the same room where I got my amulet. The boosters.
Yeah.
So it was probably the exact same thing.
You wish.
You really do. Because instead of fighting at a Jake and a half, I could be fighting at like 2 Jakes.
I want you to see if it'll help me heal or help me attack them. I doubt the attack will. I'll give it a shot.
Okay, it does. Nothing seems to happen.
Oh, not even shielding or anything?
As far as you can tell.
They boost.
Boost.
Okay. So we go to a new round.
Alright.
Wow. I'll give you.
He still has not taken cover behind the tree either. He did not. He stood confused for a round.
What if you had an item that killed like 1 million hobgoblin in eyesight? So you just cover up the hobgoblin.
He's back at it this round. Okay, initiative.
8.
That's a good number. Okay, so you have initiative. So it'll be your shot, then his shot, then your shot, and his shot. This is your last arrow, so it'll be your shot, and then his shot, and then his shot.
And then
are you slinging this round?
Yes.
Okay, and so what was your initiative?
7.
Okay, so it'd be, you get one shot, you get one bullet, and if he's still alive, he gets one shot.
After she takes her shot, can't she?
Yeah, but it's still effective.
Oh, I thought I was like, but then next round, like, kind of lean and, like, it was like,
hit.
Yay! Roll a 6. Roll a 6.
Roll the 5. Okay, he goes down.
Yay!
Another arrow sticking in his chest.
I got an arrow in my arrow and draw my short sword.
Okay.
Take his head.
You see a black dragon charging up here.
No!
With a bow. The woods gets eerily quiet.
Jake
comes trotting up on the back of the warhorse.
Hey, guys, I got a new horse.
Hey, guys.
What happened to our friend?
Which friend?
The one whose horse you're riding.
Oh, he took an arrow to the head.
All right, well, we're going to need to retrieve 18. His body because he requested that we hurt him if he fall.
Okay.
About that.
Did he say anything about his horse?
You did it anyway.
Okay.
He's dead, so.
Oh, he
you
is?
Don't have to look.
Yep. I didn't know he was dead.
Oh, sorry. We had to listen.
I was.
Okay. Alright, anyway. Shortly, everyone is unslowed.
Yay!
You find the kid hiding in the woods. He was untied.
He didn't have to do the fighting stuff.
But he's like a...
He's 14, 15 years old.
Oh, he's older than me.
Yep.
Okay.
How old?
14 or 15.
Hey, kid, you want to be the new Janny?
I want to be the new Janny. I don't know, your current Janny's built up pretty much. You'd be like, you have to store her for later than for a save game.
I don't think that will...
We can train you in the art of being a druid and then... Give you a bunch of equipment and kick her out.
We can swap them in the middle of the battle.
He knows how to use a dagger. You just give me an axe. Maybe just do the table.
Jake.
That's probably better when it comes to
except for when it comes to crossing pits. I mean, that.
When it comes to anything else.
Okay. Did anyone want to check the hobgoblins for treasure?
Yes.
And, it does occur to Charlotte that hanging around this area was probably a bad idea. Because since they stopped in the middle of the day and it doesn't appear like they were about to eat one of the children, it's probable that they were meeting someone.
I'm going to grab the...
Guys, we shouldn't stay here too long. Chances are they were meeting someone.
Okay, check their bodies and get out of town.
I'll check.
Okay.
Can I see if the one has any more arrows?
They do have arrows. They're a little heavy, so they'll be like a -1 to hit.
So do more damage?
Maybe.
It'll be 6 plus 1. 7 times.
Another question.
Everything I can get. I'm building this cake for all the quarters.
Just to count for the drop, and you don't have a minus one, right?
I hope they have something important besides money. Everybody has money.
Byron's just getting money. I don't want to just get money.
You're getting tons and tons.
She's already over here, ready to grab the bad eggs.
I'm tired of getting so much money.
What?
Do any of them have like leather?
They all have pretty good quality and kind of too big for you, banded mail.
Ouch.
I it's one mail.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's one mail. Anyway, it doesn't work for you anyway. But...
Does, what's his face's body, or does Terrence have leather stuff? Does he have a long sword?
He has plate mail, really, he has a long sword, he has a lance, his horse has barding, I would just some money.
I'm not looting his body.
I'm just examining what he has.
Yeah. As he's standing over his dead body.
No, I'm putting his body on my horse. I'm taking a look at it.
I lost it though, so I think I can
get it. I'm keeping his horse for sure.
You're like,
I pick it up, therefore I should get it. He's my friend, not yours.
The red bag came off the lead.
We went for a lot together.
We worked out together, therefore he's my friend.
That's how it works.
Exactly how it works.
The shaman does have a scroll, by the way, with one spell on it.
Guys,
his body is
moving. Right after my arrows,
the
I'm not sharing with you guys.
That's what this looks like.
I'm learning to use a long sword now.
Push phase in the mud. Go for
no one attacking me.
I'm a scroll hold.
You already have the crazy hats.
Yeah? Why does that mean you should get a cape?
Because I have no armor and my clothing is burned at the moment. That is why.
I'm wearing
bandage.
Charlotte Jerome is a proper girl. She needs clothing.
I bought very fine.
What?
A scroll and a
like high tier, high upper class person's clothing last time I was in town and it got burned.
I literally have no armor, and I barely have
what second level spells do you have?
What second level spells do I have?
Yeah.
I'm wearing random bandit clothing.
Or even
spells,
I guess.
Locate object, detect evil.
So am I, and that bandit clothing is burned. Again.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, it is a second level spell. It seems to be of a miscellaneous nature.
You have my armor.
Phase.
Guys, look at these. Phase took the studded armor and the bracers.
I'm pretty sure it's bracers will just
override. I'm just going to roll the noise.
Okay.
Speaking of which,
04.
That's the second combat on his bracers.
So that is very.
They got gems, people.
Oh my god!
Got green and
sweet. I like variants and normal.
Okay, so the spell is darkness 15-foot radius.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Right spell time.
Okay. And
during training, you can just write over all the spells.
It'll take you more than just glancing at it to know what the variant is, but you know it's there.
Increase radius by 10 feet.
Yeah, this is an interesting room for darkness that I've never seen before.
Increases the radius by 10 feet.
Seems to be
by 100
more
feet.
Like granite than substantial darkness, solid. Something like
that. Oh, okay, so it makes
warmer.
Ooh, a dome of darkness.
Oh, I'll check it out.
It locks everyone inside of it.
Right?
Maybe it means that
yes.
The darkness
is... Actually, there are 62 of them.
So many.
All of them?
Sure.
Theon used to have like 150 on his horse.
What? Arrows?
Arrows, yeah.
You got a wagon here. You can take everything. And three
what did Reek do the whole time?
Nothing.
Sat there?
Yeah. You weren't there.
He's got
me. Hey, guys.
I didn't see you.
What?
I didn't see you. Where were you?
I put Terrence in the wagon.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get here until almost the end of the
I would have helped you. I didn't see you.
You didn't have any healing potions on you or anything.
I didn't know I could count on a friend when I need
you. Why didn't you help this?
Don't gotta be like that.
We're his friends, and so by extension, you're
helping him. Bad.
By making us rich, you're helping him.
Guys,
I want to get my share of that treasure, by the way.
You didn't do anything.
I was here.
You didn't do anything.
He
ain't
getting
none of this.
Yeah.
Where are you
going,
you guys
are?
Don't make me spank you, little girl.
Do we want to go back to the fortress or to the village?
All right, you know what? Just give me all the pouches and I'll go.
Should we head back to the fortress or the village?
Bye.
Yeah, take the money out first.
The village.
What do you think, Brunson? Would that be fair?
I don't think that's fair.
I'm sure they're on their way there right now.
I gotta make some money in this. I'm just following you around everywhere.
Give him one copper. Give him one copper.
500.
True. But that was for beating Malcor. That's over. That contract is concluded.
Well, as soon as you start working, I'm going to pay you.
I rode all the way out here in the country.
I'm going to whisper to Brunson how much gold you have. And then, I'm still counting. Give me a second. You got that?
Yep.
He's getting one copper at the moment.
He's even sold him. I'm going to give him an extra safe.
He's not her friend.
He can kill her at any time. That would be fine.
You grandparents would not hear it.
Yeah, I put it in the wagon and must rake through it.
No, that's fine. Wait to get a share of this treasure. If I get a fair share of the treasure, I'll protect you guys on the way back to town. I can see you're pretty beat up.
I'm not beat up.
He's funny.
See how many do we have now? Nine?
Who's going to attack us in the middle of the woods next to a hollow?
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
He says, obviously, you have not traveled in this woods very much.
Who would attack us?
This is wild lands out here. There's dragons.
Who would attack us other than bandits?
You tell me you can take a dragon or by yourself.
Giant centipedes.
At the point where a bandit...
Not if I don't get a fair share.
Getting them up
and
here down, maybe.
But the bandits are all dead.
Where are the white pieces? Over?
Well, I doubt the bandits are all dead.
That's it. Are the white pieces?
Platinum. One's platinum. Yeah, I think those are platinum. You want to draw the coins with the cards for the gems?
Yeah, I do.
He's an accounting file. I'll let you draw the cards.
Tyler, we need to get out of here.
Like, yeah,
I'm sure we're on our way by now. Back to the village.
Back in around that way. So you have a tiny round cut yellow sapphire.
Okay.
Oh,
that's way too many words.
DRC Y O Y S.
Right, Yoli sapphire.
Looks like that.
Tiny Yoli sapphire.
Round cut.
Tiny round
yellow sapphire. Take a picture with your phone.
Yellow orange.
Electronic age.
Yellows. What?
Yellow sapphire.
Why is yellow in there plus?
Because it's a yellow orange yellow sapphire. That makes it extra special.
It's yellow is orange.
Yellow sapphire.
Yellow orange is one color.
This is a beautiful one. This is a medium Capricorn cut.
Really? Are you messing with me?
No. Cabochon dash cut.
Well, I didn't spell anywhere near that, sorry.
Blue on black. Purple.
Good thing I drew that one.
Looks kind of like a stone. It might not be worth very much. It doesn't look like a stone, doesn't it?
It better be worth a lot.
Like a shiny river. This one looks like worth a lot.
That one looks good.
Jake volunteered to take this one as his favorite. Rake volunteered to take this one as his favorite.
No. Okay.
Jake doesn't care. He's like, whatever.
Great, probably.
This one.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
You should keep that one. This will look
better. Brunson.
But this one would be good. Tiny River Rock.
What?
Great probably has an appraisal skill.
Yeah, that would be a valuable skill for a mercenary, especially if you want to get paid in gems.
I gotta make
some money on this deal because I don't have a job anymore.
This gem is very expensive. So I'm going to tell them this is the cheapest of the group.
22.
Wait, no. Oh, 105 gold pieces.
105 gold.
405 gold?
105.
Okay. Oh, how much silver? 123.
123.
One platinum.
And she said 104 gold before.
1,000 platinum.
And two pretty stones.
Looking at the turquoise thing, does it look?
Looks like a shiny river rock.
41 platinum.
But it is very shiny.
Pretty sure that's like more worth than most of the gold is in that pouch.
What?
One of those $5.
What?
Brake is happy to take it as his payment.
Brake, we will give you
and
a big gold.
We'll give you 20 gold. How about that?
And the stone?
No.
20 gold. How much is the stone worth?
That's fair. It's fair.
It's more than one night.
That's fair.
For treasure.
Can you put a gold piece value on the stone?
Oh, no. I have no idea. This is like a shiny river rock. I like it. Pretty.
There you go.
So that's probably why it would be really expensive.
No pouch, just 20 gold.
I have a pouch on it. Okay. Back to town.
Yeah.
By the time you guys are done looting the camp, it's dark. Dark, dark. It was almost fun with setting when you started.
Yeah,
it's perfect. Like one
when did I? What time of day did I charm him? Was it today?
Yeah.
Okay, so we still got time. Okay.
Yeah, 11 at noon. It hasn't been about.
I think it's 24 hours.
7 hours.
What time did you get?
A yellow or a yellow sapphire. And a macrodite cut
cobalt
ocarina.
What?
You're making this up.
Tiny round cut yellow orange yellow sapphire.
And a cobalt ocarina.
Medium Copacabana cut blue on black turquoise.
Are those like rare?
Gems are rare in general. Yeah, they're worth more than gold.
Bro!
Like what she talked
about. Alright. So what are you doing in the dark? In the...
Going back to the house.
Okay. So you're going to travel by continual light coin through the woods in the dark.
Is this a bad idea?
I take out a continual light coin.
Should I put it away?
Jake feels that this is a bad idea.
Okay, I put it away.
We are a beacon for dragons.
Drake says, I don't think we're going to make it back tonight.
Well, that's you. Let's get out of here.
It's Mark can lead us.
What, 4 hours? Yeah, Mark's not that far?
Mark says, if it was me, I'd climb a tree. Get some sleep.
Bye.
We could run into a group of goblins right now that kill most of us.
Mainly if it's a lucky hit on me.
And that could happen while we're sleeping. So
how is us going to sleep helping us with dying?
We would find somewhere up a tree or something. Somewhere that you're not likely to run into trouble.
You have various horses and a wagon.
Okay, so if I can look at your wounds.
Are you looking at my wounds more?
No. I'm pretty well done with you. 3 points back.
Can I get some?
Taking any damage in that combat? Yeah, you took the flame damage, right?
Mm-hmm. I took 2.
So that's the most you get back. And you get 1 back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And gonna start going and see what happens.
Can we still make it back to the fort?
So are we gonna...
The fort's only 300 yards from the town as a crow flies.
Are we gonna... You can make it there, you can make it back.
Mark knows how to get there by the direct route. So just go back to town. It's only like 4 or 5 hours.
We're gonna have to go through the fort and take the wagon at least.
Cave
no, I could look.
Press on. 3. We don't get attacked. Cave. Hope we don't get attacked. Stay where we are.
Sensing a theme.
We don't attack.
Well, if we find a cave, then like.
Cave. No, right.
I'm sorry, Jake, but I can't really see you find a tree.
Climb trees. I haven't really worn plate mail and climb trees, but I'm game for trying things. We do have this dead body with us, too. That's probably hurting a little bit. I vote pressing on and hoping we don't get it unless we can find some
shelter. Rich couldn't pay for the fight for us, right?
Vote to protect you back to town. Although, I don't think 20 gold quite covers it.
Oh, you're not good.
What if you find
that? You haggle a big bargain, you should eat meat. Try to grow in size a little bit. Dasher might match your mom.
Ooh.
Not even close.
She's better this way. Less intimidating. Very scary.
I don't see anybody being afraid of her.
You haven't seen her kill a man after they've been...
Actually, I did. I watched her do it. Well, not a man, but a hobgoblin.
Let's say we press on.
Doesn't look scary right now.
Right, let's see what's for pressing on.
I am very scared.
He's insane. You're insane.
This whole make it take
a whole lot. Alright. So wagon's loaded up, horses loaded up. You gotta take baby instead of... your horse, whatever it was named, that it died.
Oh, lady, I don't think we ever established
the
name.
Yeah, we have the children.
Well, right.
They're the children's.
Yeah, they're riding the wagon.
They look terrified.
They look terrified.
Well, yeah, because they're riding in the wagon with one of the guys that captured them.
did sold them to the hobgoblin.
And there's also a dead guy in the wagon.
Yes.
One. Yeah, the
character.
I'd be terrified.
This doesn't look bad.
Okay.
We have 5 minutes.
Alright, let's get back to the village.
We all have transportation.
Anybody doing anything special before I roll the first random encounter roll?
Alan has a bell out.
Face! Your eyes out.
With a clunky -1 arrow.
More confident with my bow.
Especially when you're at low hit point. Because what you hit tends to hit back.
Dagger proficient over throwing dagger.
It does.
No, I'm not
throwing a regular dagger, not a throwing dagger. Regular rate of fire on like throwing a regular dagger is 1 per round. Throwing daggers are 2 or 3, depending on how small they are.
Extra daggers times 3.
Throw 1 per round. The idea is, like, you're in melee, and all of a sudden somebody starts casting a spell, you whip a dagger at them to stop it.
I can still use my sling.
Here we go. Okay. All right. You're working your way back to the woods. Without light, the woods are...
King is like a light spell or something?
I have one.
Or a torch? Okay,
because... Anybody have a torch?
I
don't think would work.
I know I had a bag of rocks.
Does FaZe have light?
I don't think so. A lot of people lost a lot of light in the flames.
Can I see what the flames?
Then the question came up before whether he had it.
I have a bird seed.
So I have one. There you go.
I have torches. It doesn't say how many, it just says torches.
Okay.
I saw a little ring of skeletons.
Okay. So you're traveling by torch and lantern light.
Same.
Not as pitch black dark, but you still can only see 30 feet in any direction. And you're probably being seen from a few hundred yards or more. First half an hour or so, no problem.
Yay.
You're making your way back the way you came. The campfire was still burning when you left. So that actually might be good traction or whatever. You're almost back to the ridge, the area where Terrence jumped his horse into the water, and then from there you have to turn back. When you hear what sounds like, and everyone would concur, war drums.
Run!
It's echoing off the hills quite a bit, but it generally seems to be behind you.
Run!
Not really close, no. He's probably a mile out.
We need to pick up the pace.
Yeah, I shall.
Go.
Ray says, actually, that's probably not a bad thing.
All right.
And if the hobgoblins are on the march, everything else will lay low. Let's hope they're not marching to us. I want to go to the bandit keep or to the town? Hard to say. Might pick more trouble at the bandit keep, but it's a heck of a lot more defensible. What'd you say, Inspector?
They could be on that way to the keep, though.
And maybe. If that their people didn't come back, they may be going to find out what happened.
Is there a chance that Brain
if
he had a nap smell in memory, maybe.
He did.
So he could have napped and then you're up to Norsburg.
Arden! If we go to the keep inside the village, we'll be leaving
the keep
behind the village. Bringing the people from the village back to the keep.
Yeah, it's going
to
be so creepy. Yeah.
They can throw rocks and stuff.
Oh, wait, that's just the
place. The wall.
Okay.
Do we go back to
pick which one right this minute?
No. So you'll have to within the next half an hour or so.
What if somebody rode ahead and got to early, back in the key.
Yeah, pretty good idea. You're going to follow the river now to the ford, so from there, and then the only trick will be finding the right angle in the woods after you come from the ford, going back up and finding your way back to the... But if you go just kind of by general direction, the only trick is the wagon is. So they had a lot of trouble before. They had to scout ahead and pick places the wagon to go. Of course, you could abandon the wagon at some point, so the horses would probably be faster.
We have all the tents, we have the body, we have the walker. Somebody right ahead.
Do what? Faye says.
Warn the village. War drums.
Let them know that there's trouble coming. Okay? Faye says, I can do it.
Okay.
I can see it. My torchlight's not really helping.
All right.
Don't fall there,
as long as I make it through the ford without a problem.
Okay, travel with us through the ford. Man.
You want to trade me horses? At least yours looks like it has some bloodline. Otherwise, I'll just go fuck out. All right. Okay, so he's going to go ahead and make the ford by himself in the dark. but you can see.
We weren't looting this stuff.
Wow.
The horse is going to need a home. What, you want me to bury the horse with him?
Sell it and get the horse earned back to his family.
How are we going to find his family? Spell them, right? Do you know them?
No, I'm not going to say this from Darkwing Pass. They probably have reckless.
There you go. Darkwing Pass.
Okay. Phase crosses the river in the darkness alone.
I think. You had a nap spell in memory, correct?
But when you get back to town, are you going to cast nap for yourself and then try to do spells? Well, you've had 3 hours to plan.
I was busy.
You have no idea if we're dead or alive or status?
Okay, so I got everyone back to town.
Yep.
Report to the governor lady.
You're in room. You have an in room. They are, you know, arming up some militia guys or whatever, but they don't look very combat.
They're in their coveralls and focus.
And they did send over to the other village for a healer for you.
By the time we're caught up, would they have returned?
What's caught up?
Like, by the time we are at the same... That I am in the same point of time that they are at.
Oh, yeah, before that.
Okay, so...
Within the hour. So you slept 2 hours after
how
that.
High healed am I? Because I'm currently at 13 hit points from 37 down 24.
Okay, so the healer turns out to be the woman in the black dress.
Oh, jeez.
The mortician.
Oh,
she was in the town, they said.
Oh,
but I just said. Okay.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
We did. She went through like three names, okay?
Yeah.
Just call her Morticia.
I'm okay with this.
Call her Priestess of Hell. Like that.
Okay, so you get back 7 hit points.
I feel like that's a reference to something.
2 hit points.
That's a name.
What is it?
And 5. So 14 total.
I can't remember what the...
It was Wednesday.
Friday?
The werewolf kid, right?
It was... How many total?
14.
No, it's just normal kid. I'm
thinking
okay. I am at 27.
Bugsley?
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, you have no idea how soon they're going to be back. But you've been back for over an hour, settled. So you know it's going to be a while because the hobgoblins had over an hour head start on them.
I'm taking a nap.
Okay, fast nap. So then that takes an hour.
That's 4 cure lights, a withdraw, a whole person.
That's 2 hours.
And an 8.
Hours.
And are they still not back?
Actually, about that time, FaZe returns, and so the town is a bustle because he is delivering the message that there's war drums in the hills, in the woods, and the hobgoblins may be coming this way.
Well, I saddle up and head to meet them.
Okay. I'm going to talk to FaZe.
Yep.
So by now they should be reaching the fort. Well, I don't know where that's at.
How far is that?
4 miles, 5 miles, down the end of the road to the left, out of about a 10-degree angle, through the woods.
Right. So we've got approximately...
Anyway, they're coming here. They'll be here in a half hour. I don't know whether they decide to keep a hold of the wagon or not.
Say we hold up the militia here?
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you they're not going out in the woods. They look like they're scared half to death as it is.
From the fences?
The only one of every one of us that's even remotely healthy and strong is Rake. And I'm not sure he's going to be too involved unless we pay him more. He's pretty highly into the money. Even though he says he's Brunson's best friend, while we were doing the big fight, he didn't do anything.
That changed.
But now, he seemed to be eyeing up a couple of gems that we pulled off the hobgoblins. Anyway. Talk to the mayor.
Yeah.
Okay. She didn't think the hobgoblins are coming. They never cross the river.
Well, we may as well set up the fences if they do.
Oh, yeah. We'll be ready. But unless there's some reason why they're especially aggravated, I don't think they're coming.
Might be killed during.
No, that might be enough. I don't know.
They will set up your militia. The rest of our party returns. I can kill them a bit.
I'll leave that all up to you. We're already a lot better off than we were. We sent a rider a couple hours ago while you were sleeping to the Baron again to let him know what's going on in the hopes that he didn't last time, so we're not expecting much.
For a matter of reference,
excuse me.
What? Where are we in relevance?
As the crow flies, about a. Maybe 50 miles, but it's over the mountains. What she said to you was that this place is under their protection, but only unofficially, and they don't want it to be obvious that they're helping. Because the Baron owns lands, and human lands, but they're wild lands, so not well cared for, well sold or whatever.
Where is, how close is there?
No way we could find it if there's trouble coming.
I will talk to you.
Anyway.
Do you have any healing left?
A little.
I'm afraid the rest of my little band is back at Nick. Some way of healing, but that is not the main issue. Not the main issue of my,
You've already done so much. I don't know that we could ask you for anything more.
Obviously.
Blow into town, stir up trouble, and then ride out.
Usually you resolve the trouble first.
That's pretty amazing. That you would want to clean up your own mess before you left.
Without someone praying.
I didn't even do any of that. I wasn't there.
Part of the party that
I didn't know that happened, so this thing did.
Well, yeah.
Well, I didn't know exactly how it went down.
Okay, anyway. So, apparently there's not much more you can do other than hang out with them and prepare. Meanwhile, the party has to cross the ford. If you're riding your own horse, you need 4 checks.
Fjord check?
Yes. Fjord checks. Fjord
check
4 times. If you fail your fjord check, you drift 20 feet instead of 10.
Natural 20 on my last roll.
Okay, so you drift 20 feet down and have to make another check.
I want lower, huh?
Made it.
So you drift, but you're out. You want lower.
Is it 15 on failure?
Yeah,
I
succeed
on
4.
What
do
you say?
7, 6, 20.
It gets worse at the end, doesn't it? The 16, what's your charisma?
1.
The 16 middle. So you drift 20 feet down and have to make another check.
15.
It's cold water, too, by the way. The temperature outside has now dropped to be in the high 40s. And the water temperature feels very, very cold. And once you're wet, you feel just chilled to the bone almost immediately. So all the horseback riders are very chilled.
I'm snuggling up in the cave.
If you stay in the water for more than 5 minutes or so, you probably start taking frostbite damage. But, okay, Vazor is no longer able to ride on the back of Terrence's horse. Do you want to ride on the back of Jake's horse, or do you want to ride in the way?
Ride
with Charlotte?
Do you want to ride with Jake?
Terrence's horse is now Jake's horse.
Do you want to ride with Vazor? Vazor wants to ride with you. Are you letting him?
Yeah,
okay.
Even though he blew your last horse?
Yeah. Even though he head smashed your horse while you were on it.
Just don't do that to this horse.
Well, this horse isn't biting.
No promises.
Right now. Okay. Janny, navigating the wagon across. Now realize, as you take the wagon across this time, you have Rake in the passenger seat and all 4 kids in the back of the wagon. Big pressure. Okay.
Someone probably should have
Is there any way that we can miss her?
If there's somebody that's willing to stay in the water, like alongside the wagon or something like that, but if the wagon starts to go, then you would have to make horsemanship checks with negatives to try to do something about it. You want to take the time to run like a guideline, something that's like looped through the wagon, so like it starts to get out of control. It could be the rope would take some of the weight, something like that.
No, do you want to know what I can do right now?
What's the problem right now?
That's what I say to him.
What'd you say?
What do we need to do to the wagon?
Nothing. The wagon is getting about ready to go across. The rake is in the passenger seat, and all 4 of the kids are in the back. And it's crossing the ford in the dark of night, mind you, by lantern light.
So is this going to be a problem?
Raising water. Yeah. Well, if it gets out of control, it is. Picture kids between the ages of 8 and 14 being washed downstream in the dark.
Okay, I'll cast a dazzle force and try and part the water.
Okay.
I'll make a bridge.
Okay.
Make a bridge a little ways down.
Well, I mean,
you're going to know I did it.
Yeah, either way, he's summoning the bridge. So, alright, so Hamanahama, summon a bridge.
Summon the bridge.
All we do is need the curtain.
Summon at the bridge, yo.
So I'm going to believe in the bridge.
Believe yes. in the bridge, Jenny.
So we're going to go across the bridge, you have to get the car. Maybe Jake should drive the cart.
I'm going to try and take my horse over.
He's a believer.
Hey, this looks a pretty solid bridge. We're going to go over.
You already went over. Here are your rules.
I'm going to go back.
You already fjorded.
Yeah, and then now that there's a bridge, and we're like, oh, well, I'll just go over and turn a pin.
Okay.
Come on, Janny.
Come on, Janny.
You need some help going
across. Anyone who's trying to cross the bridge, roll a save throw versus spell.
Okay.
Save throw versus spell. And unfortunately, wisdom bonus applies.
If I believe it, you have to believe it.
No, it just makes it more likely.
I'm guessing high numbers are bad.
Right, getting negative.
Well, if you're trying to use it as an actual bridge, yes.
Everything's zero, so I fail.
What's your roll? Yeah, she won't drive it across. You can just see that it doesn't look right. It's semi-translucent.
I'm too wise
to
for this.
I'm too wise.
Fine, I will do it.
The 12-year-old is too wise for this.
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay.
Jump off and
shove her in the back with the kids.
I will just walk across. I'll do something. I don't know.
You don't think you can swim across. You're going to have to go on a horse or a wagon.
I'll take a horse.
Somebody has to drive.
I can't. I'm not going to be able to walk over that bridge. Or even be on in the cart.
If I,
I'm going to be like, they can't carry a bridge here.
Grace says, why? What's wrong with the bridge? I'm starting to get nervous here.
She's just paranoid about Kazor's magic.
Not magic.
It's real life.
I shout from the other side.
Okay, so you're going to try to drive the wagon across. Did you fail your save?
Yeah, by 3.
Okay, so you believe in the bridge.
What's so, Jenny's save?
Jen, 15. Wait,
am, I able, 16. Am I able to give other people?
Only you.
Okay.
Okay, so are you going to ride across on Lady then? Do you have horsemanship? No, you don't have horsemanship.
No,
if I,
you don't have proficiency.
If I believe
but
it.
But I have animal handling.
Okay.
Yeah, if I believe it.
Oh, that's what you're using on the cart before.
If I believe it.
Or can we tie up Lady to the.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll
strap Lady to the wagon.
Okay, so you aim the horses up the wagon. Or up the road, up the bridge. Horses aren't that bright. But let's see if they're bright enough to believe in the bridge. Okay, you got one for sure. Yes, they both think, yep, that looks like a bridge to me.
Go across the bridge. It's a bridge. Magic Man made it.
Magic Man made it.
Was he riding the horse?
He was riding her originally, but then he just drove. He's driving the wagon across town. Okay. The wagon goes across the bridge.
I will be taking that back when I get across.
You want to drive the wagon again?
Yes.
Hey, that's good because I wanted to drive.
He wants to get the horse. Worked out. Okay.
Really, the horse is back.
He was so disappointed. Probably the horse's property of Darkwing's
Fence. Well, if it wasn't for the storm, you could ride back to Jackville in about 2 days, 3 days.
We'll see Jake in a few days, guys.
They're going to get raped to train me later.
Okay. So, you cross the ford, some of you using the bridge, turn back toward town. It still takes a while
like
to get back even after that.
Ben has no horse.
Okay. You've got a little glowing coin in your hand, and you're basically strapped. So it's going to take between a half an hour and an hour to get back from town after the ford.
We're going to the
Oh, we're going to the
Yeah, we need to make that decision now.
Now you're arriving at the point at which that decision needs to be made.
Keep sucks. Go to town.
I
thought FaZe was riding to the town so he could get the road.
He rode to the town just to tell them there was trouble coming. He didn't go to the town to tell them to go to the keep.
I was very clear about that.
Well, that's what you wanted, but that was not the general consensus.
I want to go to the town, and it's less likely to go to the town, so if they don't go to the town, we're all good. More likely to go to the keep.
I go keep.
But you go to the keep. Of course, you got a problem with there. They seem to be much more proficient bowmen, but other than that, you could go inside and go to that hallway again, and that's pretty defensible, like a bottleneck point. Fair enough, all of them be like that, but still they're better.
Not like you're ever clumsy crossbowmen.
People depend on that.
I can.
Okay. So, you are riding on Lady. Where are you going? Town or keep? I'm willing to make the decision first.
Go to the town.
Just go to town.
Where's the wagon going? Town or keep?
Town.
Going to the town.
Town.
Okay.
I mean, we still have the kids with us, so I mean, I'm not just going to go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you probably have to take the kids to town, at least because their parents let them make that decision. Okay.
Going to the town.
You arrive in town. Dion is in town. FaZe is in town. Y'all are in town.
FaZe.
Rake gets down off the wagon, shakes out his armor, and shifts his butt around and stomps off into the tavern to get a drink.
Who is it?
Rake.
Oh, he's gone. We need to make
it.
Dion, you're here for this? Yes.
Am I?
Gandhi. You said you were waiting for him to come to town, so.
Okay. While he's gone, that charm person could wear off. What are we going to do? Can't have him be in a mist. The charm person wears off. He could get angry.
You have a gold back.
Jesus, why don't we just rest?
I'm not worried about the gold.
Charm him again.
Because he's really not a nice guy. I really don't want him around.
You're right.
We can just wait till he goes to sleep.
Can you convince him to run an errand?
we're not murdering him.
That's my thing.
You said he's not a nice guy.
That's my thing. I murder people.
Murder people?
I kill them when they don't. When they're not looking
for. Oh, murder.
I don't know how it defines murder. It is murder, but it's specific types. And I'm good at it.
Murder is
no,
just
I was
killing
thinking about
murder is just killing with
bringing it up to the mayor of the town, see how she wants
to
murder. Out. We can subdue him and throw him in jail.
I like this too.
Or we could just pay him to go away. Say, here, here's some money. Get out of town, don't come back.
Go terrorize somebody else. Really.
That's the problem. Yeah. Get some out of our hair, but he's terrorized somebody else.
I feel like murder is
well,
the best solution to this problem.
Murder is not the best solution.
Murder is just killing for the wrong motive. So
okay, it's not
for
murder
then.
It's killing for the right motive.
I didn't say this.
I say we go talk to the mayor and
try. Oh, so killing this hobgoblin is murder?
Not if you're defending yourself.
Exactly, we're defending ourselves. He attacked us.
Because by very nature, being in political office makes you qualified to make decisions that no one else wants to.
Right, exactly. I say we
I
drop
should be
it.
A mayor.
Hey, I say we drop it, the mayor's laughing.
Literally or metaphorically?
You guys are having
hopefully
this conversation.
Not literally, that's something.
In the street, away from the cabin. Okay, you notice Ray comes out of the tavern, turns to the right, walks briskly across the porch, stops at the edge, turns around, walks back past the front door to the edge, stops again, turns around, walks back, briskly back past the door again, and he seems to be debating with himself or arguing with himself or frustrated about something. And he makes two complete circuits and then finally stops in front of the door,
what's the dilemma?
Shifts his right. armor. Okay. So, are you leaving the group to go and talk to him, or just yelling across the street?
Well, I yell and I look up.
Okay. He looked like he was just about to go into the end. Stops. Turns around and looks at you. I think there's a look of, maybe a hint of agony for a moment there before you got his, before he got his attention. That then now it's gone. What?
What's the matter, problem?
That's just something. Goes back a ways.
A little bit. Probably want to figure out how everyone's feeling.
Still in the beans.
Is the party continuing their conversation, or are you stopped and sort of subtly looking this way?
We're probably all like, okay, here's how we're all like huddled talking. Ray walks out and we just go, oh, hey, Ray! How's it going?
I've had this much.
I'm not talking about you, no.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway. He says,
I'm at 4 out of 35.
There's somebody in town I have history with. No, that's really short.
Did you walk over here?
I'm gonna go over to him. Is that grunt barking really? That one.
Yes, I know.
He sees you. He's on that way. He's gonna go over to Brunson. I gotta talk to Brunson.
I'll
step aside.
I'm gonna go inside the inn. I go inside the inn and say,
there's quite a few people in the inn. They seem to be like a little more armed, a little more edgy than normal men and women at the tables. Almost every seat is filled. And you see the, lady in the black lace dress with the black parasol sitting at one of the tables. There are two men at the table near her. Okay.
I say,
I guess I need some advice.
I say, well,
since really, you're my only friend.
Wow.
I cover my hair and my face so he doesn't seem to smirk.
Okay, I don't make friends easy, but...
Man in your line of work.
Anyway, I told you that the deal with my former employer was involved my receiving a woman part of the payment here.
Talking about fornication?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Yes. What was your...
That contract's no word,
isn't it? It is, but that doesn't mean I don't want it. I was trying to figure out how that might go, and so far, every time I see that not turning out the way I want it to. I'm going to go with plan B. Well, I would rather she came along willingly if we could figure that out somehow.
I feel like I know what plan B is, and I would not advise it.
Okay, so everybody's here then? Or is it just me? I thought it was just me, Rake, and Theon.
No, we were all talking, and then
I stepped away from the group, and I said, I'll be back, guys. And I stepped away from the group.
Yeah, but you didn't really go that far, so anybody that wanted to follow you could. So. Even if you went 20 feet.
I thought we were all like still kind of huddled together when he came over.
No, you said he moved aside, but that doesn't mean no one can follow him. Anybody can follow him in
Yeah. Anyway, you said what?
He wasn't trying to be overly discreet about it. He just wanted to talk to you.
Oh.
It seems like he has a discreet bone in his body.
Well, so I'm going to go into the
when I go into the end, I'm going to say, who
and
has...
It's a tavern, not an inn.
Oh, yeah, tavern. I'm going to say, who has history with Ray?
Three quarters of the room raises their
hand. Who has the long history with Ray?
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
Yes. Okay. Now he says to you, do you have any suggestions on how I might do it in a more peaceable way? Hey, you're a sorcerer, right?
No.
Just talk to her.
No.
Could you, like, make me a potion or somehow I could charm her? I heard there's ways that people could make people, like, their friend when they're not supposed to be. Like a live love potion.
Right there, so I can just laugh.
Allergies.
Like a love potion.
Something charming.
Something charming, yeah. something that will make me look like a charming person.
Even if I wanted to, I do not have those capabilities.
Well, that sucks. I can see how that could really come in handy.
You said that Terrence wanted to be burned, right?
Yes. He's a believer in North.
Perhaps she's aware of your...
Can you bring Terrence's body?
Yeah, it's in the garden.
Okay.
In the wagon.
That would be much different.
Perhaps she's aware of your history. You've done some pretty not nice things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she knows. And she knows how infatuated I am with her. And there was a while that she sort of put me off and asked me for favors and stuff, maybe played on my affections. And there was the untimely demise of her husband, and since then, what do you do with me?
You have something to do with that untimely demise?
Yeah. Just got so angry.
Women like men. Mind you, out of play. It's totally ridiculous. It's coming to me. Talking about this because I'm not a lady.
He's coming to the most
unimaginable. We call him gay, sorry. Women like a man. Like
men. I don't know, somehow gay men is just that, like...
Who can turn a new leaf?
Yes. They want him for a new change, to be better than what they are.
That's a stupid thing.
That's a communist.
Yeah. I mean, when they're the ones who do it. It's not the charisma, but the communist. Yes.
It's because women want him for this.
Rarely that.
You think you can convince her into believing I turned over a new leaf? I mean, I helped save the children.
Where you could actually turn over to
these three and the boss.
Well, that would be harder.
Yes, I understand.
I'm looking for a shortcut. I'm trying for a year here.
Trying for a shortcut? Well, I'll tell you what. I am single. I've been living for 537 years. You think I've been tried longer than that?
I do not have 537 years.
Yes.
Also, I don't look like you. I expect women to.
I'm 16 holiness.
Like short.
It's awkward dancing with somebody shorter.
Jake's prettier than you.
Of course Jake's pretty. You have, like, you have 18.
Dion has mastered the elven macarena.
Jake has to always brush the hair out of his face
the
before
macarena.
Jake is prettier than Charlotte.
Jake's a very
okay.
What's your comment?
Well, by now, I mean, she knows I'm here, and if I don't go back in there, it'll look like I feel uncomfortable around her. So, I don't want her to think that, so I guess I better go back in there.
But women are attracted to this.
That's how he keeps his hair in his face.
Okay.
Keeps it mysterious.
So, I shouldn't go back in there?
So, if she is curious about why you didn't actually come up...
Maybe.
How old is
it? Early 30s, maybe. Okay, so I shouldn't go back in there.
Best. No, go back
I
in
should
there.
Leave her guessing. I should go back in there? I don't know you.
Don't listen to me.
I know you have a lot of experience, that's clear.
If you go back in there now, it's going to seem a little desperate.
They're all coming for the lights.
And your bright, shiny face.
Go in there now.
Will you open a window for you?
No!
Sorry.
I will.
No!
Don't.
Okay, here we go.
Beat you.
If you go in there now, it's going to come off as a little bit.
Okay.
So let things cool down a little bit.
All right.
Friday in the morning, you're still here. If not, you know where she's at. She's only one.
Oh, okay.
And come over.
Okay. I'll take your advice. I mean, fool doesn't want to do a friend.
Sorry, those allergies. These allergies are terrible. So, all that time in the woods.
Just leave him alone.
Just leave him alone.
Arden.
What's the thing?
It doesn't matter.
What's the thing? That was the hole in it, but I didn't open that one.
Okay.
Did anybody?
So he doesn't go in. So yeah. So back in the end. So you, who has extended history with Rake, right?
Well, and while they're talking, I'm gonna sit next to Miss Fisher.
Okay.
And
is that after
you
I say you extended?
Well, anyway, yeah. So as you sit down, he asks who has extended history. A lot of people put their hands down, and there's one guy that still has his hand up, and then she looks up at you, and then she's distracted by you, and then she says.
Yes.
Just a second. What is it that you need to know?
Not 100% sure. That's what I was going to ask you.
Oh.
She will. Okay, I go sit.
Yeah. What is it? You're doing work.
I can do a little healing.
Okay.
Okay, at this point, I'm going in. As soon as our gun is over.
I see you have several bandages already.
Yeah. The face can only do so much.
She will look at your wounds, and she is able to do three, and he did one, so you get two more.
Well, it's gonna go in and get some food.
Okay.
They cream.
All right.
Blood that flows through
your veins. Oh, this one's not even mosquitoes. They're not mosquitoes.
Can we buy a drink?
No, they're not mosquitoes. They're like some kind of gnat. I saw them on the building earlier. Okay, so we're going to fast forward because we have 4 minutes. So what's going to happen is, very shortly that night, a rider will come to the Baron's Keep. And he offers solace to all of the residents of both villages because his spies have determined that the hobgoblins are mounting an army at least 500 strong. And that they're likely to overrun all of the fringe villages. And
yeah,
that will probably adversely affect his tax base. So.
Oh, my dad's going to be so mad at me.
We're all going to the keep.
So he is willing to allow the village to keep. The messenger gets the lowdown on what happened with you guys.
If we go hide in the well.
Yeah, if you go in the well, you should get through it.
Some of the Trapport Spider will kill us in the state.
Well, I just want to go in that room. But there are places in that well that you can go full size, and you should be safe. Camp in the well if you wanted to. So I'm going to keep.
I would go to town, goes down to the well.
Yeah.
It'd become Wellington. That's how?
Welling in. Okay, anyway, so after some debate, the mayor decides to move this village at least, and they send message to the other, let the enemy go, that will be right away. And so they are going to leave tonight to go to the keep. And it's expected, hobgoblins generally, even though they can see at night and do have skills, it's expected that they will not attack until daytime tomorrow. So there should be plenty of time to make it tonight to the safety of the keep. The messenger finds out what you guys did, and he promises the mayor that he will commend your efforts in protecting the village and so on to the Baron. However, he says that it kind of sounds like maybe in winning back the children, you are the ones that have provoked the hobgoblins.
You know, my dad's going to be so mad at
me. To war.
Well, but the people...
My dad is so mad at me.
Because I just got to tell
him. In any case, he says it sounds like that, and that's going to have to be in his report to the Baron. That the events that have happened here in Wellwind may be what precipitated the Hobgoblin army forming. With that, then, he is willing that you should come along and go to the keep.
And stand trial.
However, he's not sure. Being non-locals, you are not citizens of this area, so he's not 100% sure that the Baron will extend lasting hospitality to you. Right, so you go there tonight, so you have...
And we also need the Baron and his body.
Oh, yeah,
well, there you
go. You can go sleep in the keep, the bandit keep, for tonight,
pick off anyone.
You probably want to sleep in the cave somewhere. It's the only place you're really going to be safe. The Band of Keep is a fortress, but it's only going to keep you out if somebody's on the walls, manning the walls. You're probably going to want to be underground somewhere if you're not trying to go through there, though. Or you could go, the envoy from the Baron will tell you that if you're willing to travel at night, going tonight, that you could leave the territory of the Hobgoblins going due south and head back down into the Fletcher Barony, which is pretty much free of Hobgoblins, and they'll cross the
Fletcher Barony. How far away is it?
About 15 miles, but it's smooth terrain if you're sitting in the mountains.
Sure.
So that's another option.
We can do that. I'll pull him aside at some point and maybe stop paying attention. By the way, that guy there is the leader of the bandit army, or he's one of the higher ups. It's not a very nice guy. Probably put that in your report.
He's one of the enemy. He's pulling one bull over our eyes right now.
Pretty much guilty of several dozen crimes. I used magic to charm him temporarily. That could wear off.
Okay. Well, in that case, I will encourage him to come along. Okay, so I believe if you ask the Morticia, the woman that's in all in black, to ask him to come along, he probably will come.
It was part of my idea, Art. I don't say it like that. Yeah, that was part of my plan.
Okay. So then I just, are you planning on camping out underground or heading south?
I'm going to the keep.
The underground portion of the keep?
Actually, the story that we are writing.
Oh, you want to go to the Baron's Keep?
We are convincing
actually,
Ray.
You don't want to go to the Baron's Keep.
We're convincing Ray to travel with the love
of his life.
The whole
point is the Baron has to know, not know that you were here helping
and his love of his
on
the
operation protector and just going there.
Dude, we're making a villain right now.
We're
making a villain.
Turn good, turn villain. Going to the Baron's Keep would give a little
bit. No, he's going to be like a major.
What's that?
He's a villain. You're still clearly a high elf. Your party has a high elf
and a gray elf in it, and he's oversensitive about elven assistance.
Right, though.
Did you kind of get the fact that he may be anti-elven?
Did you catch any of that? Think about what we're doing right now, the story we're writing. We are convincing Ray to travel with the love of his life to this keep so that he can be imprisoned and the love of his life can betray him. I said, we're making a villain right now. We are taking a small-town villain and turning him into like a party nemesis.
Yep. I'm pretty sure you started that course when he failed his save.
Yeah. I told Josh, I was like, how many experience points for making a villain?
Okay, so. But it's up to you. I mean, you can do what you want, but you realize he is not supposed to know you're here. That was the main thing. It's already going to be a problem because if the mayor and the people of the town go there and give a description of who saved them, that alone could be a problem. Stopping that doesn't seem possible. You could put the effect off to a degree on the rest of the group and say, you could tell her, please don't mention me, or, whatever, something like that. But bottom line is, you could be given away the fact that you were here to help.
So?
So what is the party's plan? Where are you going? South?
They say we go south to the...
So you'll be traveling overnight, you're tired, you're wounded, but it's pretty unbroken terrain. And Fletcher Barony, and they don't... they believe these villages are going to be overrun by a Hobgoblin army to the tune of 500 Hobgoblins tomorrow by dawn.
So we're all fleeing far away.
But that full health, I'm not able to take that
from the bow fire alone will cut you down.
Not the bow fire. They all will have a
problem. Up here.
Yeah. And most of them
they're really dangerous in mass, and they don't normally get that big, but... Okay,
these are
now we're going to hold your peace, headed south,
Head south to the Fletcher's Barony, because we won't stand for
trial for clients there.
Okay, and they will let you take riding horses for each of your riders.
Oh, that they before, need we, before we leave.
Well, we got this dead guy here.
I want to know how much it would cost to make.
Okay, they will. They will. There's time while everybody's getting their stuff together. You can have an actual burn his body and celebrate his life.
How much would it cost
in town before you leave? Mortician will.
What was his name again? What about his
Terrence?
How much would it cost to make a statue?
Poor Terrence. We hardly knew the.
Hundred gold.
Shot in the head.
I feel like this is kind of my job.
And you need somebody because your preacher is going to be around to make it happen.
It's kind of.
There.
No, well,
oh, no, never mind. He's not.
I'm trying to move first game.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go quickly. Bezor is suggesting to the party to donate 100 gold to make a statue of Terrence and give him the credit for saving the village.
Absolutely.
Let
him
stand
trial.
Actually, no, never mind.
Right. I like this idea.
Party funds. Party funds minus 100 gold.
You're crazy, but crafty.
Party funds minus 100 gold, okay? All right. About 2 miles south of town.
And his stuff. Is that burned with this stuff? Was any of this stuff upgrades?
Well, no, he's not going to get... I mean, it probably would burn him in his armor. That's pretty traditional.
It wasn't upgraded.
Not really.
Party funds Jake's armor.
100 gold out of party funds.
Charlotte has his cape.
Yep.
Okay, as far as mayor is concerned, you can keep it as a reward for your great service.
Yeah, horse.
So does it have a stamp on it?
They're going to give you
property
horses.
Property
No, it's a human sheep, okay. Horse. But you can take it, because they're going to give you let you take horses to go south anyway.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
And he would be able to send it back to her.
Yeah, he'd probably send it back to her after that workout. I'm trying to get there.
Thanks.
All right. He has a long sword as well, but it doesn't look better than yours. Maybe.
Does FaZe have detect magic? None of us have detect magic.
No, but he did tell FaZe that his case.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy collecting long
suits. Fine with that.
He's 5 now.
She says, just
he is
promise
horse.
Me before
he
you get rid of me.
Well,
yeah, that's right. Or a weapon. You have to use a weapon. Probably just try to let him have a sword, unfortunately.
Oh, that's, well, that's
they take their weapon to Valhalla with them if they die with him. Which he did die with his weapon in his hand, so he should be in Valhalla.
Yes.
Well, that works.
It's not the time to get clothing and possibly
find something. They give you a blanket, cover a hole in your head, and wear it like a poncho.
Although, you really entertained the men in the tavern when you decided to get something to eat. That was really entertaining.
Sitting there half naked.
Sure. Yeah, free food.
Can
right
I find 2 sets of clothing?
Right up close to the bar.
From head to toe.
No, you can find 1 for now. You need to get somewhere with a store. Anyway, 2 miles. They have already left. You burned the body. They have already left, and they're headed north. 2 miles outside of town going south, the Griffin Riders arrived to pick you up.
Hello, Griffin Riders.
What? You have, 4 days?
Did, but they come anyway.
I guess we're leaving horses here.
Yeah. So now you have another problem with the horses.
Back to town.
Now you're only about a mile past the other town. You could just send them to town that way.
Yeah,
they'll eat them.
Yeah, horses. Griffins love to eat the horses.
They can eat the riding horses.
They prefer muscle. Wheat, lady.
No.
All right, so you're dismissing the horses, leaving, and headed back to Jackto or the Keep on the Borderlands.
Jackto.
Keep on
the We have so much money in Jackto.
I don't know. I've never been in Keep on the Borderlands. I didn't go with them.
So. Go to Jackto.
What's there? Is there a town or anything?
Yeah, what's that town? A little market.
But all of our money is in Jackto.
It's small. It's a keep. It's population 200.
All of our money in Jackto. And our horses.
Where in Jackto? Oh, that's where all
the boat.
That's where the boat,
where the boat is. That is filled to the brim with
the money boat.
Right now. Yeah.
The money boat.
Our retirement yacht is there.
Our retirement yacht. It's about to give me...
And
yeah,
most
we
people
need to
have
go
a
back
trainer there. Most people can get a trainer there. Maybe everybody if you try.
Okay, when we arrive at Jackto, I grab my boat and I put it in a bathtub.
It won't work in a bathtub.
It's bigger than a bathtub.
Yeah, 16 feet long. With
I grab my boat.
Griffin drivers to take us to Jackto and then take a Suki.
Yes. 3% mortality roll.
Yay!
Why?
As the Griffins are delivering you to...
That's
Jack does. Roll 3% or less, you die falling off the griffin.
Here it comes. Ready?
What'd you roll?
Nine.
Watch Theon die right here. This would be the greatest thing. On his father's griffins.
Falls off the griffins on the way back.
40 something.
Okay.
42.
Danny?
On deck.
Bottom? Roll percentile dice and see if you die.
No. 92.
3% chance. 03 or less, you die.
I got the other guy.
Yeah, it's the end of the session. I'll let him roll his own.
03!
What is
it? 05. You survived by a whopping 2%.
Janny got the crazy guy.
Wow.
He made it by 2.
Last time I really bought my dice, I want you dying because of my dice.
Okay. So you make it back to Jacto.
I got my bone up.
The storm is still there, but it's better, so travel is possible. It's not the 4 foot of snow that you had before.
I grabbed my boat and I put it in the river.
You can't put the boat in the river because it's winter.
Frozen.
But there's got to be some. If I put it on the
upper Jacto or lower Jacto? The stuff is in upper Jacto.
Yeah, I wasn't on that.
But there's more people in lower Jacto.
I have enough. It'll take me 44,000 experience to get to my next
level. Yeah, he'll be fine. Saying, you can't do it right now, anyway.
Saying, wasn't it all
but if I put it on the ice, the ice will break. It's full of gold.
Didn't they use the fast current to get down to lower deck, though? So would it freeze?
Well, the river up there, but you put that boat in that river up there, and it's gone. You have to put it in the lake, and the lake is covered with logs.
Yeah.
So there isn't anywhere to do it there right now. Until the storm breaks, at least. But upper Jacto or lower Jacto?
Where the stuff is.
And you can split, but that would be...
Lower Jacto has a better chance of people trading us.
Right. Upper Jacto has your stuff.
We need to get our stuff.
Beecher lives in upper Jacto.
And Beecher doesn't go outside the land.
But I can trade in his house, right?
Right.
Doesn't the Steely guy live in upper Jacto? The guy who makes a profit? No, we met him in lower.
That's the bar. He's in lower Jacto.
Bato mode?
Bato mode is lower.
Fair. I vote lower.
We have to get our stuff.
Lower.
I want my horse.
You can go up there and get
can
your stuff.
Can the Griffin Riders take us to the upper Jacto, then lower Jacto?
One or the other. Okay. They'll split, but they won't.
I want to be an upper.
They're supposed to be. They have to be discreet, so they can't be in and out.
It's possible to travel?
No, it's not possible. You can travel now. The snow is down to...
Wait, how long does the anchor last?
So let's go to upper Jacto, rest for the night... Get our stuff and then come to lower deck.
Yeah, because I need to memorize all my spells. I literally lost all my spells.
You might get killed by
goblins.
I lost all my spells too.
I got mine.
Well, let's rest for the day.
Is it okay
get our
for
spells back?
Like, how long does the anchor last?
How long till morning?
Might as well just return me.
Yeah, I'll return
you. Okay. Yeah, if he fell off the griffin, you'll have to return him right away.
What's the ground return?
You had a one up.
Yep, you're going to
Phoenix one down.
Okay, so upper Jacto to start with. You also know you'll probably get better hospitality initially in upper Jacto because that was where the people you know are. Battle Mo is downstairs. Your trainers are down there, but that they charge you money.
Jacko said, or Major said he'll train me for free.
Yeah, we're about to
okay,
have...
guys, just so you know, we need to split up this treasure next session.
Yeah, okay, so between sessions, actually, we need to split up the treasure so that somebody's going to have to divide that up. Ron, can you actually come even it out a little and just send out a text? Can you do that? Or send an out text to everybody? But that's done.
That'll work for like the gold and gems and stuff. I don't know what the gems are worth. I don't know. We have items galore, like
but
fancy stuff that we don't know is magical or not.
Right.
We need somebody to cast detect magic.
Yeah.
Which phase doesn't have.
Or somebody to sell me.
Or somebody to make magical items.
Okay.
Flash
so we'll take
colors.
Care of the details next time then. But basically what. There's no pressing doom or nothing going on, so you should be able to sleep, heal, now train, assuming everybody's willing to be patient for one another. And that would include that there will be a mage wintering in Jacto that will be able to train.
Don't I get... Hold up. I think I get proficiency slots at 6th level.
I'm okay with
that. Well, that's more training.
Yes, I have ridiculous amounts of training
I get
to do.
One weapon slot Theon is leaving for 2 non-weapon seconds. Slots.
While you are here, you will hear a rumor of a terrible sea storm of some kind. They're calling it a tsunami that struck the western parts of the Pomarsh.
What?
Nah.
You were telling me to hit the southern capital.
You also, by the way, your sister does speak to you before you go, and she says, number one, I'm sure Father will be very pleased with you saving the village. Number two, that was an absolute mastermind decision to start a war with the Hobgoblins. That was phenomenal.
Well, I know.
Now that the Hobgoblins are on the march, they're guaranteed to accept aid from the Thrice-Wing Protector, which is everything that we needed. So I guarantee it's more than we ever expected.
It wasn't Leon's idea.
I don't know how you pulled it off in such a short period of time, but that was amazing.
Sure, Father was very pleased.
We need to go save the
children. He was like, let's go now. Dion didn't even want to go.
Oh, yeah, and they even made the statue for kids.
He didn't save the children. He didn't even go.
He stayed back and took a nap. The statue, and he didn't even go with us.
He stayed back and took a nap, didn't even save the children, and got all the credit.
I took a nap.
Literally. While I was taking a nap, I started a war with the Hobgoblins, and my dad's all happy now.
Jake can just say that it was his idea.
Did they build a statue of you? I'm disfigured.
No, they got to build a statue. It was all supposed to be discreet.
Okay.
If Jake... Tell Father I have... If,
no, they're making a statue of Terrence. So he's the fall man there.
If I finish my training, I get a fourth level spell.
Nice. I get a third level
and
spell.
And I get another second level spell.
Go to the garbage can. Get the vacuum.
Well, I'm training for fifth.
When we wipe this table down, we have to find a way to not leave it sticky. That's the problem. It's always sticky.
Oh, okay. Skills.
I don't know how
skill
to do that.
Exactly. Higher than
I think it might be the cleaner that we're using.
Yeah.
Oh, Preston, I got a question.
Yes?
Have you found in a little pouch or anything?
No. I don't think so. I haven't. Why would it even work?
It had headphones. I don't even remember what it was on. Headphones, charger, something.
Heard anything about it.
I think it might have had mustard and IV in it.
Oh, what?
Mustard and IV.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm hoping it didn't.
Dude, who crushed a cookie out here?
Well, I guess I'm probably the only person going to Upper Deck, though.
Everybody's going to the
start. We're going to get our
but
stuff.
Staying,
we're going
maybe.
Deck, though.
Staying in Upper Deck, though, because that's where Venture lives.
During that time,
I didn't know you guys were blinding him.
How many days blind did you train with Eon or Aeon?
What's that?
How many days blind did you train with Aeon?
Your level takes
I've got to go down a full week, five days.
You can jam it. If you can convince them, sometimes you can jam it in shorter, but basically it takes 5 days. So you'll have your level. And by the way, there's going to be payment for everybody's level.
It doesn't really work.
The only one that's getting trained for free is Bezor.
Bezor!
Really?
Everyone else has to
say.
Yeah, she's going to charge you. She charged you last time. She's going to charge you.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.